Since the dawn of time, there have been stories of great heroes and their victories. This is no such story.
It's a funny thing, eternal recurrence. All of existence repeated ad infinitum, with slight variations along the way. What was and is, always will be. Time is a flat circle. Hey, I just came up with that. Throughout the infinities of space, there are two beings that operate outside this basic, easy-to-comprehend concept. Madam Multiverse and...
TJ! In my office!
I'm right here, oh Captain, my Captain!
I know! Shut up, Frangelico! You know, it's been a long time since I've thought about the end. It's an entirely foreign concept. I have existed for millennia. I've seen nations, planets, entire galaxies born, thrive, and turn to dust.
It's been one heck of a ride. Remember when, after we destroyed that entire fleet of Neg battlecruisers, we went on that week-long beachside retreat?
Or when I dropped a platoon of Gen corpses on you because you asked me to bury you in the sand.
Good times. You're my best friend, Loggy.
Anyway, TJ, despite your pathetic bumbling, we've had extraordinary success in dismantling and destroying the Djinn from the inside out. Billions of clueless Djinn sent to their pointless deaths, just as many Negs...
Oh, and what about all the dickless ears?
Countless! Clones of clones of clones. What a terrible idea. But that is part of the fun. My personal favorite so far has been the dissolution of the Djinn High Council. I could have just killed them, but the mandatory sexual Olympics had an air of deviousness I just couldn't pass up.
Yeah, I actually didn't like that part. The sound of so many breaking hips had me barfing brie for a week. All their loose old person skin getting stuck together like so much silly putty. I hate to say it, but I'm kind of glad no one survived.
No one took gold that day. TJ, the end is near. Not just for the Djinns and the Negs, but for literally every single being. It's time to swoop in and end this miserable multiverse.
Well, if I'm being honest, it's about time. I feel like you've been teasing this for like 6 months.
Now, feels right. You know, after finding out just why the wee baby Vorik and his band of degenerates have been such a thorn in my side, it turns out the time is near to rip apart the entirety of everything. Having them all at the center of it with me, well... apparently, it couldn't happen any other way. Harbingers of calamity, indeed.
So, what's the plan? A bomb? 10 bombs? Something else?
Oh, you simple-minded idiot! It's something much different and so much stupider.
Back on Planet Beach Babycon 5, the early morning sun rises over glistening waves as Team Kickass readies supplies and prepares to depart. Having kinda, sorta, but not really helped their new friends solve the mystery of Mr. Murder Man, Zula and Melissa decide that it's time to move on.
This isn't up for debate, Baron.
But I am 4 times winning Bar Doctor Bottle Spin Champ. You don't just walk away from streaks like that.
We're walking, you old pirate. We're not exactly ready for another run-in with TDO, and it's been, like, a week since we've been in contact with... the Fighting Mongeese. Worst team name ever.
None of my communication efforts have panned out, but I have been getting a faint ping on my wristwatch communicator tech tracker calculator. It could be another village with better tech or a communication outpost.
Or a trap set by ravenous jungle sex women. Let's go!
Shut up, Baron. Ted, how far are we talking?
It looks like roughly 5 clicks northeast into the jungle.
The vernacular does not suit you, Ted.
Shut up, Zula.
Right. If you guys can finish with the supplies, I'm going to grab Dave and let him know the plan. And Baron?
Bah?
Leave the bar supplies.
But I just revised recipes for Velvety Nipple and Bottleneck Squid Squirmer!
In his old life, Dave hated mornings. He liked to work the night shift at the video store, followed by late-night burritos, and even later-night gaming. Since becoming a wizard, mornings have become very important. Now Dave wakes early, meditates, reads through various tomes, and memorizes any spells he might need.
Hey Melissa, come on in. I was just, I don't know, reminiscing, prepping for whatever comes next. What is next?
Right now we're going to head into the jungle. Ted's found some kind of electronic signal, and we're hoping whatever it is has better comms. We need to regroup ASAP.
That's probably for the best. If I'm being honest, the running with Logan Day has been pretty spooked. I've been out of this life for years. My life became very uncomplicated once you guys left.
Dave, this whole thing goes way beyond your comfort.
No, I know. Trust me, I do. I've been trying to wrap my head around the idea that I actually created a heinous, multiverse-devouring hate god. If we fail this mission without a plan, everything goes away, and it's all my fault.
Yeah, but look on the bright side. No one will be alive to be pissed at you.
That's you being reassuring? The more things change, huh?
Oh, Dave. I've always been the baddest bitch you know. It's just now I'm good with explosives, and I'm bold! Come on, let's hit the road.
As Team Kick-Ass makes their way into yet another jungle, boy, not a ton of variety in these settings, huh? There's some contention regarding strategy.
I'm just saying, I have far less combat experience than the rest of you. If we are truly to meet the Dark One on the battlefield, I just don't know how much help I can offer.
You know, we could flee forever. Cowards much revered in my culture.
Which culture is that, brave Sir Robin?
Space Baron culture. Shut up, Melita.
David, Logan Day is immensely powerful, but he's not omniscient, correct? And though difficult, he can be killed?
Exactly. He was like my perfect end-level boss. In our campaign, the point was, over the years, we'd learn and grow as a unit, engaging in lesser skirmishes with Logan Day's generals, foiling various subplots along the way, but always moving towards the endgame showdown with the Dark One himself. Ideally, by then, we'd be able to, as a team at least, match him in skill and power.
But we still aren't sure how to stop him. There are just too many variables, Dave. Is it as simple as brute force? A magical trap? A third thing?
In the campaign, it would take a combination of all our abilities. Magic, strength, cunning. But we weren't supposed to face him until our characters had years of training and new skills, like level 20 at least.
Well, not to give ourselves too much credit, but we've kind of done exactly that.
Well, we have pieces of the puzzle, and soon we'll need to start putting them together. I have the feeling that we're nearing the culmination of our adventures. For now, let's focus on something more simple. Try again to contact the rest of the team.
Nothing. God damns this planet to the third level of oblivion!
Let me try something. It's not a spell exactly, but in one of Regnus's books, I read about calling across the plains.
Not to be too Dylan-y, but that sounds kind of like hippie bullshit.
Oh really, Melissa? Why don't you deal with your on-fire pants while I communicate with our friends across the galaxy using my mind?
Blah, you magical dick!
She's always being on fires.
Tuatha Tua Talura Lura. Tuatha Tua Alora Danon Willow. Joan! Regnus! Can you hear my call?
What? Did somebody say something?
Joan! Joan, where are you? We're stranded near—
Will you stop shouting? She's not powerful enough to hear you properly! You dolt! She's gone off convinced a lizard was trying to commune with her! Lizards hate communing! Everyone knows that!
Oh my god! Regnus! Guys, it's working! I called across the ether!
Of course you did, you gloofdard! You're not an entirely incompetent wizard! I'm only about 25 furlongs apart!
Wait, what? Really? Is that a lot? I assumed we were, like, thrown galaxies apart. This isn't nearly as exciting then.
Oh, boo-hoo! I don't care and I'm bored with this conversation! We're capped at the base of a ridiculously ostentatious pyramid! Hurry up! Regnus out!
Huh.
What did they say? Is John worried about old Baron? I bet he is.
They're near a pyramid about, 25 furlongs from us.
Yeah, like I said, 5 clicks, you dicks!
They're on the same planet? What are the odds?
Probably very not good. Shut up, everyone! Let's keep moving. We've most likely been tracking them on Ted's science machine this whole time!
Back on the Nexus Prime, TJ has been given arguably more authority than he can handle.
Shut up! No, I'm... haven't!
As he now commands a platoon of elite Lasiers. Probably a bad idea, just saying. Anyway, while the Dark One's plans are still shrouded in mystery, it has become clear that he's preparing for a full frontal attack.
Okay, Bond, what are our orders?
Men? Oh, and women! Sorry, Lady Lasier.
No problem, boss.
Okay, troops, the Admiral wants us at the ready. He hasn't announced a target yet, but he's made it known that this is going to be a major offensive. This battle very well could be what permanently turns the tide in our favor.
Yeah, we'll finally turn the tide on those equally matched men. That'll show him.
Yes. Yes, sure. Yes, that guy.
No, who's dicker than whose butt, you mere bastard?
Right! Not ours, probably. Definitely. I am a very effective leader. Okay, everyone, let's keep training. Keep up the good work. And don't forget, I made fresh stones this morning. Eat up your raw skin and bones.
Well, what's then? What did she say? That kid is back on the fucking escalator.
What? Is it just because the guy reads some comics he can't start some shit?
They're here. Hello, David. Hello, Zula.
Well, it's about time. We've literally been sitting here for weeks, waiting to go into this kick-ass temple.
Eugene, it only took us like 3 hours to get here. What is here, anyway?
We don't know! Buzz Killinger made us wait. There could be treasures! Or monsters!
Or a sweet wait room! The possibilities are endless.
I've got to admit, I'm a little excited to get in there, too. Who knows what kind of magical secrets we'll find in such an ancient temple.
Do we really need to go poking around dusty old ruins? Nothing? Wait, where's Dylan?
Ugh, he's around somewhere. He relieved a gorilla soldier of a stealth suit.
Wait, I never saw anyone with a stealth suit.
Kind of the point, Joan. Anyway, so he's been sneaking around camp, scaring the...
Blah, right here!
Creepers! Scaring people, because he is an oversized, pulsating space dick.
So, what was that about gorilla soldiers?
Your old ruins aren't so dusty now, huh?
Eugene or talk. Gross.
Can we discuss Melissa's nethers later? Where is John? Where is the mage? What is the plan?
I formulated a few theories on the way over. I may have an idea for defeating the Dark One, but I need to confer with John, Regnus, and you, Dave.
Oh, wow, I get to sit at the adults' table. Real meeting of the minds, eh?
Don't ruin it, Dave. Be cool. Why don't the rest of you explore the pyramid? We'll reconvene in a few hours.
Will! Eugene! Come on! Adventure awaits.
Hey! Adventure's my thing. Quit acting out of character.
Oh, come on, Baron! Let's find some stuff to steal!
Stealing is my favorite thing!
Mine too!
Wait up!
No! The three of us will train. No matter what kind of plan the Brain Trust formulates, some of us need to be prepared for combat.
Ugh, lame.
She's right, Dylan. And, you can regale me with guerrilla warfare tales while we duel.
Gross! I'm not refilling your spank bank.
Ugh. Come on, be a bro!
The multiverse is doomed.
Our group of explorers enters the pyramid via a steep stone staircase leading up to a nearly collapsed archway. All around the arch, strange yet oddly familiar glyphs are cut deep into the walls with laser-like precision. In the dark recesses of the pyramid, the dim halls are eerily calm. Not like those spooky temples in the movies, you know what I mean? No mummies or creepy bugs or anything.
I haven't seen one mummy, ghoulie, or ghosty. What kind of temple is this?
I'm just happy for the distraction. If I'm being honest, we're a little too close to the end of existence for my comfort level. Our most recent escapade really tested my coping abilities.
Seeing all those locals more or less slaves to a tyrant? It might be one of the hardest things we've handled. What kind of insanity did the Team Kick-Ass get into, Baron?
Oh, mostly just sand castles, beach parties. I ran a very successful sandbar for a few days. I feel like there was another thing, but I'm forgetting.
Sounds relaxing.
Yeah, must have been really nice.
Lame. Sounds lame. You're lame, Baron.
Hold on. Eugene, did you hear that? It sounded mechanical.
Finally, a mystery to unravel. hopefully with something to smash at the end.
Hey, this doorway has more of those strange yet oddly familiar glyphs carved into it. The plot thickens.
Well, I'm fairly certain those are ones and zeros.
I knew I recognized them.
You know, I used to practice reading binary when I was in high school. I wonder if it says in-
Nerd alert! We got a real nerd over here. Big old nerd. Right here. Good times.
I wonder if it actually says anything. 01001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001
And so I said something like, I'll help you with your antenna if you help me with mine.
And this masculine showing worked?
It did not.
Nobody cares. But what was that guy Remo's deal?
Okay, nothing important going on there. What else we got?
But everything I've read about the Red Letter Day is vague. I can't be sure enough to link my Red Letter Day to the legends. Besides, all the tomes I've studied over the past 5 years says it won't happen for millennia.
Dave, listen to yourself. Millennia? You've been traveling space and time since you woke up on that beach. We actually have no idea where in time we are right now. The only thing we know for sure is this Red Letter Day hasn't happened yet.
Wait, of course, we time travel all the time. If time really is cyclical, can't we go back to the last time the Dark One tried to destroy the multiverse and just, I don't know, do whatever past us did to stop him?
Well, that sounds entirely reasonable to me.
Oh, look at Dave's baby science brain. It's so cute when he tries to physics on his own.
What a stupid idea!
Come on, man, I'm trying to help here, squid... jerk.
Ripping holes in space-time is one thing. Traversing a single linear timeline, forwards or backwards, at an increased rate is still surprisingly unsuccessful most of the time. Besides, you heard what Madam Multiverse said about the timeline continuously splintering. All the group's various adventures, all the space jumping and time skipping, we've irreparably broken the past. Whatever that even is anymore.
Okay, Ted, what do we do?
Ooh, I have a few ideas! Mostly involving planet-sized kittens and suns made of superheated yarn balls. I think they could be retrofitted for this situation, though. I'll need a marimba made of sadness, a sandwich platter, and the tears of a virgin. John!
We'll, see how that all works out later, I guess. Seems like they're still in the spitballing stage of rescuing the multiverse from being blinked out of existence. Let's check on Joan.
Okay, I've got it. This door says, he quietly awaits the Harbingers. He reluctantly awaits the Harbingers.
That's us! We're the Harbingers!
Intrigue.
I'm being the reasoning voice is, unsettling, but... how likely is it that the door is talking about you?
Oh, so it's just a coincidence then, Baron. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yes, it's just a common word.
That's boring. Let's keep moving and see if we can find who's been waiting for us.
As they soldier on, Will and Joan find various small trinkets and quickly pocket them. A few magical-looking gemstones and small, seemingly out-of-place motors. Along the walls, they begin to notice crude paintings of ancient tribal folk praying to a robo-deity. Huh, that guy looks familiar.
Wait, I hear it again. Hello? We're explorers, and we mean you no harm.
Whoa, kitten, speak for yourself.
Please, come out and we'll introduce ourselves. I'm Joan.
Oh no, they actually made it. Shit.
Make yourself known, fiend, or I'll smash you into smaller, less identifiable parts of yourself.
Hello, Eugene. Hello,
Styles? Buddy, is that you?
No. If that is Will, then no.
I hate paradoxes.
Oh, who is this besnidely transient?
I am Baron von Wasteland, proprietor of many...
Okay.
Styles? What are you doing here?
Wait! Let's get back to the rest of the group. You don't want to have to tell the story twice. Styles, I missed you, buddy.
The feeling is not reciprocated.
Oh boy, this guy bucket of funsies, not like Leia's robot.
As everyone outside of the temple gathers to discuss the next move, Zula is the first to notice one more body exit, then entered.
Perfect. Another metal man. Joan, Why do I feel like you have a habit of bringing home stray?
You have no idea. You should have met Geraldo.
Look, everyone. We found Styles wandering around the temple.
Oh, good. This group wasn't already bloated.
Right? Could probably do with a few less, I don't know, robots or wizards or whatever.
Oh, you are sassy. I hope you don't die first. Right, John?
Everyone shut up, Ragnus. Styles, what the hell are you doing here?
Oh, I don't know. Perhaps I'm here because it's my home, John.
Say what?
Psst, Eugene, what the hell is a Styles?
I think he's a sentient ice cream maker I met once.
The ice cream is just a byproduct of my fuel consumption. As I was saying, this is my temple. Or rather, a temple built in my name 3,000 years ago by the locals. You're standing at the foot of the Temple of Hadron.
Or like the temple of Hardon.
don't encourage them.
It's weird meeting your friends, no?
It's like, what do we even have in common with these weirdos, right?
Who is the robot guy think he is? Big campus guy has own temple, so what? I have giant sandworm, I don't
After pray. You left me stranded in the Frozone, I spent 700 years being miffed. Then a rather bizarre rainbow woman appeared and insisted I adventure with her. By that point, I'd watched over 60,000 tons of ice form, so I figured a change in scenery might be pleasant. I was mostly wrong.
You've traveled with Mother Multiverse? Did you know I created her? I'm Grandmother Multiverse.
Wait, hold on. We left you nearly 4,000 years ago? Time makes fools of us all.
No, Will, just you. And Joan, she might say she pushed you in the direction necessary to create her. She was very confusing.
No kidding!
So she left you here 3,000 years ago, the locals built you a temple, and it's all just one big coincidence that we all ended up here.
Yes! No? Gods, this is all going way over my head.
No! You heard what she said back in the Sanctum Sanitarium? She's been positioning us like chess pieces ever since the events at the Forge. All of our timeline splintering. She must be trying to course correct.
More or less. She left me here to give you a pretty basic message. Here.
Hello, old friends. Now that you've found Styles, it's time to move toward your endgame. Tedri, I'm sure you've come up with a brilliant plan, and you were just about to explain it to your team. I've left my little robo-companion here to help you in your final battle. In his memory banks, you'll find schematics to convert Styles into a mechanical battlesuit, specifically designed to your physical dimensions. I think we can all agree that neither one of you will be very useful in battle without some modifications. I'll be watching, friends. Your task is the greatest and most important in the history of history. I'm fairly certain you'll succeed.
I was unaware of her plans. Shit.
Sit down and shut up, robot. Tedri, tell us of your plan.
Right, of course. Basically, we need to meet the Dark One on equal footing, or as equal as we can make it. That means luring him to where Dave's powers are the strongest.
The bunker! We can finally go home?
Exactly! Once we're at the source, I can retrofit it with a kind of detention device to trap and hold him. My theory is that where the bunker's powers are strongest, the Dark One's are weakest. Dave, and to a lesser extent Joan, will attempt to rewrite his history, lessening his impact on the past. After that, it should be as simple as destroying his physical form.
Dibs.
And using the rebuild device to blast him out of existence forever.
So we need to head back to the Genforge then?
No. I completely forgot I had this.
The device!
Looks like cat toy.
Wow, John. You really did a number on this.
Okay, great. So we're all ready to go head-to-head with the multiverse's ultimate villain. Just one totally reasonable question. How are we getting back to Earth Prime?
Oh, by the gods, what is it this time?
Hello, everyone. I think I can help you get home.
The group stands stunned as once again Dame Nightbright herself appears before them. This time, stepping through a tear in reality. Man, those things are creepy.
Hello, my sweet child.
Joan, Hello, my dear. How have your travels been since last we met? Are you prepared for what is to come?
I think I can speak for everyone when I say this is the scariest mission we've planned. I don't know if I'm prepared to save the multiverse, but if we can bring peace and balance back, I'll do whatever is needed of me. I can think of no greater cause to fight.
You may be the bravest warrior here, Joan.
Hey, what?
Hey, come on.
I'm
now, Seth.
Here?
Tedry, I heard your plan.
Yeah, pretty good, huh? I think we have a real chance.
Tedry, hush. Your plan is going to get you all killed.
Oh.
The Dark One is planning an all-out assault. I've seen him amassing legions of mega-dick laziers. If you're going to lure him to Earth, you'll be courting certain destruction of the human's homeworld.
But if we fail, it won't matter, will it?
No.
So what exactly do you suggest we do, Disco Lady?
Win.
Sounds easy enough.
If you think it will help, I've brought along some reinforcements.
Anna Multiverse reaches her hands into the fabric of space-time and pulls apart the curtains of reality. From the hole of nothingness steps a horde of familiar faces, and some new ones, too. Captain O'Douls, 10 years sober, and crew. Scott Deckard, the whole platoon of cybernetic human analogs.
We managed to work out our differences.
Fritz, along with Ted's entire family.
Mama?
Old Red Sheriff. Sorry, we never get your name. A host of mutants from Planet Boneyard.
Hey guys, how you been?
Like 100 random orcs and dwarves from New Edelweiss. Oh, even Lizard Myra.
I may think of most of you as spook, but dammit, I live in the multiverse too. Nobody's going to rip it asunder without a fight for me.
That looks like everybody. Wait, is that...
Jason! On the back of
Professor Dick Dog!
Oh my fox, someone stop him!
Okay, that's probably everyone.
Where did all of these things come from? I went to the bathroom!
Okay, it seems the plan has changed slightly. I think the best thing to do is position the soldiers throughout Salem. Regnus should be able to easily cloak you all to avoid human suspicion. Ted, you and John prepare Stiles and meet us at the bunker. Harbingers, we're going home. The Dark One's reign of hate and terror is nearly over!
This is odd. I mean, I know it's Earth, but it's been a long time. You know, I'm okay. The Harbingers of Calamity, all damn 7 of them, are transported to the small path leading up to the front door of the Happy Crystal. It's night, but the streetlights are off. There's a strange, unfamiliar feeling in the air.
God, I can't believe it. We're home. Everything we've been through, everything we've done, for good or for bad, it's over.
What do we even do? Are we really going to fight the Dark One?
As opposed to what, Melissa?
How about run? Escape the insanity of the last however long we've actually been gone and live out the rest of our lives, as short as they might turn out to be.
We can't do that, Dylan. You know we can't. We've started something, and regardless of how it turns out, we have a responsibility to see it to the end.
Yeah, I know. It's just... I've got my bro back again. And damn it, I just want to go back to a normal life.
Back again? Wait, where have I been?
If there's any justice in this multiverse, Valhalla, my friend. Okay, let us prepare for the greatest battle of our lives. When we fight, we will do it as one. And if we fall, it will not be for lack of bravery. We are Harbingers of Calamity.
Hear, hear.
Let's, how about we go through the shop? Check up on things.
Great idea, David. Thank you.
The group carefully navigates the darkened store. Aside from the large pile of mail, everything appears to be in its place. Joan slows her pace, taking it all in.
Come on, Joan! We need to get started. You can give everything a closer look when we're finished. And hey, will you bring some pudding cups?
Of course. Just a minute, brother.
Joan regroups with the others as they mentally prepare themselves to go in.
Genie, buddy, I'm scared. I don't know what's going to happen once we get the Dark One down here. Is he just going to force choke everyone and then melt the Earth?
Only time will tell. But hey, tonight we just need to prep. We'll set our traps and then lighten the mood as best we can.
Ugh, I have an unshakable feeling of dread. I have no idea what's going on, or where I've been for the past several months. So can we just go inside already? The rain's starting to pick up.
Eugene's right. This is only one part of the plan. The least scary part. After we're done, we can relax. Oh, watch a movie!
I have a better idea! How about a game?
Oh, tentacle monster Jesus. How did he know? You guys, how did he know where to find them? What about the plan? Oh no, it's all over. Game over, man. Game over! What will the Harbingers do now? Do they really stand a chance against the Dark One? Anyone want to bet on Jason's survival rate? Find out the answers to these questions and more on the very last episode ever of...
A Beginner's Guide to Interplanetary Destruction!